Hi, I am Anna Andrew from BA Economics second year. The Diary of a Young Girl, Anne Frank. The story of Anne Frank has inspired generations of readers for its candid and poignant description of her personal life as well as the political climate of her times. Written in the backup of the Second World War, her diary entries are an incisive commentary on one of the most shocking atrocities committed against humanity under Hitler's regime. Written originally in Dutch, it was translated into 70 languages with over 30 million copies sold. Anne Frank, a German-born precious child endowed with perseverance, resilience and courage. She had a strong urge to study. Her ambition was to become a journalist. Anne and her elder sister Margaret were smart and studious. Her resolve: I need to have something besides a husband and children to devote myself to. I want to go on living after my death. Shows her maturity beyond her age. Her diary was a red and white checkered book that she received as a gift on her 13th birthday. The diary addressed to Kitty, a fictional character in Sissy Vance Marswell's Jupiter Hall, is a telling narrative on war, humanity and identity. It has influenced great personages like John F. Kennedy, Nelson Mandela, Hillary Clinton and John Berryman. Nelson Mandela compared his own struggle against apartheid to Anne Frank's against Nazism. There are many adaptations of this diary. It was adapted into a play that won Pulitzer Prize for drama. There is also a 1959 movie titled The Diary of Anne Frank. Secret Engine, the place of her hiding, is now a museum. In Nazi Germany, anti-Jewish decrees ruled the day. Jews were supposed to wear a yellow star. They were banned from trams and forbidden to drive. They had to be indoors by 8 o'clock and were barred from theaters, cinemas and other places of entertainment. They could shop only in Jewish shops and could study only in Jewish schools. The passage shows the perils of being Jew in Nazi Germany. Text: The Diary of a Young Girl. Monday, 22nd May 1944. Dear Kitty, to great horror and regret, we hear the attitude of a great many people towards us Jews has changed. We hear that there is anti-Semitism now in circle that never thought of it before. This news has affected us all very, very deeply. The cause of his hatred of the Jews is understandable. Even human sometimes, but not good. The Christians blame the Jews for giving secrets away to the Germans, for betraying their helpers, and for the fact that through the Jews a great many Christians have gone the way of so many others before them and suffered terrible punishment and a dreadful fate. This is all true, but one must look at all these things from both sides. Would Christians behave differently in our place? The Germans have a means of making people talk. Can a person entirely at their mercy, whether Jew or Christian, always remain silent? Everyone knows that this is practically impossible. Why then should people demand the impossible of the Jews? It's being murmured in underground circles that the German Jews who emigrated to Holland and who are now in Poland may not be allowed to return here. They once had the right of asylum in Holland. But when Hitler has gone, they will have to go back to Germany again. When one hears this, one naturally wonders why we are carrying on with this long and difficult war. We always hear that we are all fighting together for freedom, truth and right. Is discord going to show itself when we are still fighting? Is the Jew once again worthless than another? Oh, it is sad, very sad, that once more for the umpteenth time the old truth is confirmed. What one Christian does is on responsibility. What one Jew does is throw back at all Jews. Quite honestly, I can't understand that the Dutch, who are such a good, honest, upright people, should judge us like this. We the most oppressed, the unhappiest, perhaps the most pitiful of all people of the whole world. I hope one thing only, and that is that this hatred of the Jews will be passing thing, that the Dutch will show what they are after all, and that they will never totter and lose their sense of right for anti-Semitism in unjust. And if this terrible threat should actually come true, then the pitiful little collection of Jews that remain will have to leave Holland. We too shall have to move on again with our little bundles and leave this beautiful country which offered us such a warm welcome and which now turns it back on us. I love Holland. I, who having no native country, had hoped it might become my fatherland. And I still hope it will. Your Anne. Thursday, 25th May 1944. Dear Kitty, there is something fresh every day. This morning, our vegetable man was picked up for having two Jews in his house. It's a great blow to us. Not only that those Jews are balancing on the edge of an abyss, but it's terrible for the man himself. The world had turned topsy-turvy. Respectable people are being sent off to concentration camps, prisons, and lonely cells. And the dregs that remain govern young and old, rich and poor. One person walks into trap through the black market, a second through helping the Jews or other people who had to go underground. Anyone who isn't a member of the NSB doesn't know what may happen to him from one day to another. The man is a great loss to us too. The girls can't and aren't allowed to hold along our share of potatoes. So the only thing to do is to eat less. I will tell you how we shall do that. It's certainly not going to make things any pleasanter. Mummy says we shall cut out breakfast altogether, have porridge and bread for lunch, and for supper, fried potatoes, and possibly once or twice per week, vegetable or lettuce. Nothing more. We are going to be hungry, but anything is better than being discovered. Your Anne.